In the U.S., there are about 12,000 brand name and generic drugs on the market, and who knows how many over-the-counter drugs. Scientists are finding many of these drugs in our water. Everything from caffeine to allergy and anti-cancer drugs to antidepressants. Now, they're finding these drugs at very low levels, but they're pretty much everywhere. An Associated Press investigation found trace amounts of pharmaceuticals in the drinking water of more than 40 million Americans.
You know, we don't think that it's enough to cause public harm, but honestly, nobody's sure.
That's Sahar Swadan. She's a pharmacist. Right now, Swadan's going through a 5-foot-tall box of prescription drugs that people have brought to her store in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They might be expired or just not needed anymore.
Asthma medications, some growth hormones for patients. So really, the gamut could be anything and everything.
A disposal company picks up the drugs about once a month and incinerates them. Swadan's drug take-back program is pretty rare. Many pharmacies are not set up to collect unused drugs. One reason is it takes a lot of work. Swadan has to sort through the drugs and make sure there aren't any controlled substances, things like narcotics. It's illegal for pharmacies to take these back in most cases. The Drug Enforcement Agency is talking about revising their disposal rules for controlled substances. But for now, you usually have to get rid of them yourself. So how do you do that? You can dissolve pills or caplets in water and mix in kitty litter or coffee grounds. That's to make the stuff look gross and undesirable. Then dump it all into zip-top bags, wrap it up in duct tape, and throw it away. But to make things more complicated, there's still a short list of drugs that you're supposed to flush down the drain. The Food and Drug Administration says the drugs on this list are too dangerous to toss in the trash. Connie Jung is with the FDA's Pharmacy Affairs Department. She says the drug label will tell you if you're supposed to flush them.
For the small number of prescription drugs that have flushing recommendations, they have these because the drugs are strong narcotic pain relievers or other controlled substances. These drugs can be dangerous to those who aren't supposed to be taking them, particularly children or pets.
Jung says the FDA is currently reviewing disposal methods for these kinds of drugs because flushing them down the toilet is starting to raise some questions. An even bigger problem is that most of the drug residues getting into our water are coming from drugs we take and excrete. Brian Brooks is a researcher at Baylor University. He recently found low levels of 7 drugs in fish caught near wastewater treatment plants. He says these sewer plants just can't filter out drugs.
These wastewater treatment facilities were largely not designed to treat to really ultra-low levels. Compounds like birth control medications can be active at low part per trillion levels.
Right now, Brooks is trying to sort out what effects drugs are having on fish. Hormones like estrogen appear to be feminizing male fish. Antidepressants might change how fish behave. And no one's sure how drugs might be affecting our drinking water. Brooks says one thing that can be done at the treatment plants is adding reverse osmosis filters. But they're expensive. Brooks says there's not much we can do about excreting drugs, but at the very least, we shouldn't be flushing drugs down the drain. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.